Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I suffer from anxiety and depression. How do those two energies go together? Like, I'm afraid of the future.
I regret the past.
How did this happen?
I blame myself.
I need to face my fear.
I gotta lay down.
It's Scary in Here is on YouTube, available tomorrow, and we're joined by Adam Ferrara.
That's so good, man.
Hey, buddy.
How you been, man?
Are you anxious?
How are you, my friend?
Are you? What are you now, anxious or depressed?
No, this is the morning. I just woke up, so I wake up terrified. So it's terrified and next. I basically wake up in a Salvador Dali painting. It's like I'm late and the clock is melting. You know that feeling?
Every day?
And what are you terrified of today, specifically?
I don't know. It's just free-floating anxiety. Somebody told me that what happens is, like, your frontal lobe wakes up later. Like it takes, like, 20 minutes for that to wake up. So I wake up, like, angry and terrified. And then when the coffee kicks in, I'm like, okay, well, now I can really worry.
Man.
So I have that.
Do you have that feeling of impending doom that they say comes with depression?
Yeah. I always feel like I'm behind, you know, like the school bus is outside. I'm still in bed and the homework ain't done. You know that kind of feeling?
Yeah, exactly. It's scary
How's
in here.
How's your day going?
It's scary. Well, you said that frontal lobe thing doesn't kick in for a half hour. Most of us are actually on the road within a half hour when we wake up, for this show at least. I wake up, I get some coffee, and I'm on the road within a half hour. So that frontal lobe ain't kicking in until I'm driving here. So that makes me freaked out.
I'm so glad I don't live in your neighborhood.
It's Scary in Here is available on YouTube tomorrow, featuring Adam Ferrara. Where'd you record this at, Adam?
We did it at Gotham in New York City. We recorded the album there, and the album went to number one on iTunes, and then the record company recorded it and said, listen, we should make a special. And I said, okay, but put extra stuff in there. They said, yeah, we got an extra 15 minutes where you were doing some extra stuff in there. So that's good. So it comes out tomorrow. So you can watch it with your family for Thanksgiving or get the hell away from your family.
Where are you going to be for Thanksgiving? Are you out east or are you out west right now?
I'm at west now. I'm heading east. I spoke to my mom. My mom is going to be on my Thanksgiving podcast. Every Thanksgiving, I've only done the thing for 2 years, but I called my mother 1 year because I wasn't going to be there. And everyone liked her telling stories, so I called her again. So I will be with my mom. So
the Adam Ferrara podcast, 30 Minutes You'll Never Get Back, is available with your podcast. Are you on the road?
I will be, yeah. I'm going to be in Maryland. I'm going to be in New York. I got a casino date in Pennsylvania. I got Arizona. AdamPerrara.com for all the tour dates. I had, you know who I spoke to?
Who?
2 days ago on the podcast? Stevie Van Zandt.
You know, that is so cool you got him on, because I know he's tough to get. How'd you get him? You have connections with the...
Well, I know I had Imperioli on Michael and Steve Sciarrapa and Edie Falco, and his book came out.
Yeah.
And I pre-ordered the book, because I'm a big fan.
Yeah, me too.
And so when it came out, I said, well, I texted Sharif. I said, you know, I want to help Stevie plug the book. And it happened in like 2 days. So they sent me the book, but I was traveling, right? So I like the audiobook because I drive a lot. So I was driving.
He does his own audio for this book, hopefully?
Yeah, he does the audio.
Oh, perfect.
And he wrote it like a detective novel. So I'm listening to it. So it's like I'm on a stakeout. And the guy, he does, it's almost like a Raymond Chandler novel.
Okay.
But he goes through his whole, like, Springsteen stuff and all the stuff he did with, you know, apartheid and I'm Not Going to Play Sun City. So I'm out, I'm driving, and my wife is like, are you coming home? I'm like, not now. He's in Africa under a blanket trying to affect change.
He does a bit. I'd read there's a little bit in there that he was addicted to threesomes in the 70s. Was that true? Did you bring it up with him?
This, I haven't gotten to that chapter yet, but I'm going to rewind once I'm there.
Yeah, apparently, since, you know, it was the 70s and everybody got laid a lot when you're rock stars, he said he was addicted to threesomes. Like, that's, I'm thinking.
Yeah, if we had 8 minutes with Steven Van Zandt, that's all we would talk about.
I'm putting that out there now. Adam Ferrara with us.
I learned how to play the guitar. This thing, none of this happens to me. None of this happens to me.
Adam, did you...
You know who else I had on?
Who?
Well, I had the Disney movie, the Get Back movie's coming out.
Oh.
On Disney Plus.
Who'd you have on?
Glenn Johns, who produced it.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see that. Get Back. I've seen the previews of that. It's on Disney Plus coming out. I think Thanksgiving, actually, that comes out.
Yeah, this week.
All right. So when you
that's why I watch the Adam Ferrara special today. You make room for the Beatles movie over the weekend.
Oh, there you go. Got to get ahead of the Beatles, because that's going to be a tough one. Is Adam? Who's going to win that battle, Adam Ferrara or the Beatles?
You've heard them before. What's new? Let's be honest.
Hey, Adam, you mentioned all those guys you talked about, obviously, were on The Sopranos. Did you ever, and, you know, being the Italian actor you are, did you audition for any of the roles on that?
10 times. Okay. So I think I actually said this in Slate Magazine. I did it on their podcast. But this is actually... So, New York City, I live in the Village. And the Sopranos is a big hit. And you get parts, right? So you get auditions. So you got to take the subway at 5 o'clock, rush hour.
Yeah.
Take the subway out to Silver Cup, which is in Queens. Right? So, all right. So it's the crush of humanity. You're nervous. You go out there. You get off the train. You're mumbling to yourself. You smash together. You get off. You get on this line where there's 150 Gindaloons that look just like you, mumbling the same words.
Right.
Yeah. Like Luca Brasi sitting outside, like, hope your first child is a masculine child.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I go in. I don't get the first role. But they kept pitching to me. And I didn't know. My agent had to tell me, because I was a kid. He goes, this is success. They keep calling you in. That means they're trying to find something for you.
Right.
But I went back 10 times. By the 8th time, I remember walking in and just going, all right, what aren't you going to like now?
Now, did you try out for any specific role in the beginning and didn't get it?
No, not the series regulars. I never tried out. I was always there for, like, you know, the recurring roles or the guest stars.
I realize that. But it was
Carmella's cousin or whatever it was, you know.
But when you watched an episode that you knew you tried out for, were you pissed that you were better? You thought you were better than that guy?
No, sometimes I see why they went that way. But sometimes when I'm watching, my wife actually says, "Can we watch Netflix like people?"
Okay.
Which means we have to sit there. If someone I know comes on or something I read for, I'm not allowed to yell out, "He's working."
Is that how you met Edie Falco, on that show or not? Or was it when you started acting with her on her show?
No, I met her. I actually, right on her show, the first day we went in. But what helped me get that show, or helped my nerves when I read with her, because I never auditioned for that. I just read with her one time, and then I got the gig.
Right.
So I didn't have to go through the process. But because I went through that process of going back on the subway, it was in the same place. It was still in Queens. Although it was a Kaufman Astoria, but it was the same process. So my body was used to it. Like, all right, let's do this crap again.
Right.
So when I walked in, I was kind of used to it. That was an easy audition because it was just me and her.
Okay. Okay. Did they rub salt in the wound and invite you back for the movie and turn you down again?
That's the thing. Like, you keep reading. The worst thing is when the casting director knows the person in front of you, because they come out. You're sitting in a room. You're sitting there. You're all nervous. You're doing all your preparation, and the casting director comes out. And there's a guy in front of you. Like, thank you so much for coming in. I can't believe we got you. Come on, everyone's so excited. You walk in. You hear a band playing. There's like all kinds of stuff. They're in there for an hour and a half. There's laughing. There's smoke coming out from under the door. They leave. You know, like, she's got a button undone. There's condom wrappers on the floor. You're like, what the hell happened in here?
And no matter what you do, it's not going to work, right?
Yeah, then you get in there, you're all ready to go. She looks at you and just says, we're just doing the first scene. I'm sorry, am I in the way here?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do you recognize a lot of the guys for these roles? Because, I mean, you're obviously got a career on, I mean, you're actually a pretty successful comedian, so people know who you are besides all the acting jobs. Are you in the same room with a bunch of guys that you're in the same room with a lot?
Yeah, when I was younger, it was me and Bobby Cannavale.
Okay.
What are you doing now, you tall, handsome son of a bitch? You know?
And yeah, he turned out to be a pretty damn good actor too, man.
He is. You're right.
Yeah, and a nice guy.
Yeah.
We did a movie together. We did we did Mall Cop together. So we had a couple of days on this, and we were on. We crossed paths on Nurse Jackie. I don't think we had these scenes together.
Bobby Cannavale was in Mall Cop.
Yeah, he was the bad guy. I arrested him on a tarmac.
I was thinking of you when Paul Blart Mall Cop came up as an answer in Jeopardy the other day.
There you go.
I knew we were talking to Ferrara soon, so I'm sorry, I had to bring it up.
We love.
Was it on how did the Academy miss this film?
I don't recall the question.
People love it though. People love it.
It was fun. We shot it in Boston. You know what's fun about that is, like, I hadn't seen Kevin in a while, and you know, we knew each other when we started, and then, you know, life takes you one way and you go the other way,
right?
And we fell right back into it, and because we had all those segues and an empty mall and we shot at night, all right, we're coming around, so there's a half hour, you know, they move the lights, you got a half hour now before they got to break down the lights and come around, so we would brace in this empty mall. It was just the two of us, like kids. Like, it was like that movie where the comet goes by, there's no one left on the planet, and you two idiots are on Segways running through the orange juniors.
That must have been fun, man, being one of those things in the mall, empty mall.
That was so much fun.
Where can we see you at? I mean, like I said, you can watch the video. The stand-up special. It's Scary in Here on YouTube tomorrow with Adam Ferrara. When are we going to see you on the screen again? You did do anything coming out?
I hope. We're supposed to do a movie in New York, and then they said, well, we'll push it for a COVID. And then so I don't know when that's going to start. If anything I got coming out, Why Women Kill, I'm on the first season of Why Women Kill.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll have to check that out.
Are you the answer?
Did I lose you?
Greg asked, are you the answer of Why Women Kill?
What happened? Did I lose you? Where'd you go?
No, we're here. Can you hear us?
Well, now I can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was on the first season of that, so, I don't know what, it used to be CBS All Access, the streaming service.
Yeah.
So it's on the CBS streaming service, which means, boys, it's easier for me to hire Lucy Liu and fly all the actors to my mother's condo and just act it out in her living room and tell her how to get the streaming service.
That's true.
It's hour and a half on the phone. I buy her this, whatever my wife told me to buy her, the Roku, whatever it is she needed to watch. Outlander.
Okay.
Because she likes that. And so it's the same service, but an hour and a half of yelling.
Don't you have any relatives to go over there can help her out?
They're just as dumb as they are. Here's the thing. I'm going to see them all for Thanksgiving. And, you know Thanksgiving. You have a tradition in your house. After the meal, my cousins go out, get high, come back and think nobody knows. You know, and my mother... She's like, everyone's just so hungry. And they're staring at my mother going, can you put some more gravy on the cheesecake? And they're like, everyone's just so hungry.
Are you on the road at all?
These are the idiots I'm going to call.
Yeah, he said he was in Maryland coming up, right?
Oh, okay.
Where are your dates at? Oh, on Twitter is Adam Ferrara and the podcast.
Adam Ferrara, I think I'm at the Joke House in Maryland, and then I'm at the Parks Casino in Bensalem, I think December 16th, 17th, and 18th. I'm at Levity Live in Nyack, New York. I think I'm going to Tahoe for New Year's. I don't know yet. And I know I got CB Live in Arizona in January.
Well, you're just avoiding us, man. You got to come to town. We haven't seen you in a while.
Are
you?
Call Colleen. I'd love to come to town.
All right. Colleen, get out in front.
Tell Colleen I spoke to Glenn Johns, who produced Sticky Fingers, and I spoke to Ethan Russell, the photographer who shot the cover of Let It Be, and he shot the Who's Next album cover, and he shot the book for Quadrophenia, and he shot a bunch of the Rolling. His first photo session in the UK when he got there was Mick Jagger, and his second photo session was John Lennon.
Well, you're right. Colleen's going to book you on that alone.
You had her at Sticky Fingers.
You did have her at Sticky Fingers.
Are you staying healthy? Because
that was the original line in the Tom Cruise movie. You had me at Sticky Fingers.
About 75% of our comedian friends have gotten some form of COVID. Are you being healthy?
I'm wearing a condom right now, boys. I got lousy health care. I'm getting has anyone got the booster? I got to go get the booster.
Yeah, all of us got the booster.
We're boosted.
Yeah, we're all boosted. Yeah, so go.
Okay, so I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but I got it a day before they said, wait, there's a problem.
Yeah. So my wife got the Johnson & Johnson originally, but her booster was Pfizer, so you can get the Pfizer. Yeah.
Well, I just figured, because I did okay with the Johnson & Johnson. There was no side effects, no nothing.
Right.
But then I just got I got diarrhea immediately because I crapped my pants when they said, wait, there's a problem. So I figured I'd get the Johnson & Johnson booster. So I got to get back this afternoon because I'm flying, and I wash my hands, I wear a mask. My wife thinks I had it before they announced what it was because I shot something in the January before the February, before it hit.
Right.
And she had to pull that footage for something. The agent had I forget what it was. And I remember she pulled me into it. She goes, look at this stuff. Look at this footage. She goes, you're green. She goes, remember how sick you were and you couldn't breathe right for like a couple of weeks? She goes, how did you work like that? I go, we have a mortgage and you eat every day. That's how I work like that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, so you throw in my wife's eating bit. That probably helps out the house. Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with the special, bud. Hopefully, you mentioned the stuff. We'll get Colleen to book you. I mean, you guys work that out yourselves, obviously. But,
yeah, we'll work it. I got to come see you guys. I miss you a lot, and you always make me laugh. So best to you and the family. Tell Luke I said thank you, and we will laugh soon. All right, boys?
All right,
see you, buddy. Thank you, man.
Good talking to you.
Adam Ferrara. The special is called It's Scary in Here.
Available on YouTube. Tomorrow. Starting tomorrow.
Love him.
There is actually
he's really funny.
Oh, that's today?
Well, it's today, or it's tomorrow, but there's a link up on our socials, on Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
The link is there, and it'll go live tomorrow, so you can just follow that link right there.
Got it.
Oh, and it is the Talk to Me Tuesdays on Facebook.
Oh, that's right. He does the Facebook stuff, yeah.